Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Start out with a couple of taser-related stories. Haven't done those in a little while, not because they aren't out there, just because there's a whole lot else stuff to talk about on Free Talk Live. But inevitably, it always comes back around to more police violence. There's never any shortage of the police, whether it be in this country or I've got one from Canada, whether it be the police, they never let up. I mean, there's always some new incident where they have unnecessarily, in my opinion, and I think you may share the same one, but unnecessarily utilized force against someone who was not threatening them with that same level of force.
Well, don't you think that there's some place for tasers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think the place is where it originally was proposed. As I understand it, at least, the original proposal for tasers was that you were to use a taser when you're in a, you know, kind of a
threatened position,
a life or death situation where someone is using, where a criminal or suspect is using force on an officer, or is going to use force on an officer, and the taser would be used as a substitute for lethal force in return, because they used to go, you know, shoot the person. So this would be a way to preserve that individual's life instead of executing them on the scene by using a taser in place of a firearm.
Well, I think you and I can agree that that using a taser when somebody has a weapon is fine. When somebody's threatened to use violence against the officers, like their fists, is that okay?
I think if the officer is being assaulted in some way, then that seems okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
If it's a way for them to defend themselves without killing the person.
What if the perpetrator, the person, what if they have their hands lying on, what if the cops have thrown them on the ground, they have their hands underneath their hips, and they won't bring their hands around? You know how sometimes they do that? They won't bring their hands around so the cops can put them in handcuffs? What do you think about that particular instance?
I don't like the idea of using the taser for pain compliance. I don't like that.
So you just wait until they decide they won't put their hands there anymore?
I don't know, Mark.
I mean, it's not like the cops aren't going to be on duty. And you can always get some other cop that's going to come on duty later. Well, we'll just wait here, and you can lay on the ground until you put your hands behind your back. I suppose they could do that.
Whatever, man. I don't know. I'm not a cop. I don't have a lot of criminal justice expertise. It's just that I don't think that's what they originally were intended for. And I think once you've opened that door, then you get what you have today. And that is that the cops are using this device, which in many cases can be lethal for people. For some people with heart conditions, for instance.
People die from tasers. Absolutely true.
And so they're jumping to the taser now whenever somebody just doesn't follow an order. And that, you know, it's being used like a cattle prod. And that's pretty disturbing to me. So it's not being used for its intended purpose, which was simply as a non-lethal alternative to a firearm. But let's go with the story, Mark. You've got one. What is it?
I do have one. This guy was tasered in order to shut him up. this is actually...
Pain compliance, as I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Police are investigating claims of an officer tasered, that officer tasered a man three times in the Cleveland Watch House last year to shut him up. Three other complaints about police using the 50,000-volt stun gun guns inappropriately have been referred to the service's internal investigation unit, which... You know, somehow it doesn't make me feel good that the cops are investigating themselves. I've seen just too many incidents where the police come out and say, oh, well, the officer was acting completely within his bounds. And I believe that that's what they said in the Rodney King verdict, but apparently a jury of their peers felt differently. No, actually, Rodney King, I can't remember on that one.
It seems like they got in trouble, didn't they?
Yeah, from the federal court, but not from the state court.
Okay.
Ethical Standards Command investigators dismissed one complaint against an officer who pulled out a taser but did not fire it, according to a police spokeswoman. I'm not sure that that's that big of a deal compared to what I've read. Two matters are still under investigation. The other is subject to court proceedings. Police Minister Jody Spence last month controversially announced a statewide rollout of tasers to an all-frontline police despite being barely halfway through a 12-month trial. I think we all know that tasers work. Ms. Spence released only limited trial results and immediately faced heavy criticism from lawyers and civil libertarians who feared the weapons would be the standard police response, even in non-dangerous situations.
Well, that's what the evidence has shown. Police are just Johnny on the spot when it comes to yanking out the taser and just hitting people with it.
Police have been pulled out tasers 128 times since trial began in July. Now, this is a trial period, not a like court trial.
Yeah.
Shooting them.
A trial for the tasers.
Right. About 60% of the time, according to police, the tasers store data of the exact time, date, and duration of each shot. Last August, police arrested concreter Nathan Brown, 23, near the Alexandra Hills Hotel and locked him in a cell at the Cleveland Watch House. Mr. Brown pleaded guilty to assault, assaulting police, and being a public nuisance. However, he has claimed in a signed statement believed to have been given to investigators that he was tasered three times while handcuffed in the watch house. His sister Rebecca, 18, who was locked up that night after attempting to make an official complaint that the police arresting her brother punched him, also gave an eyewitness statement. So they arrested her for trying to make a complaint.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Brown admitted he lost control when the police locked his sister up, and he began using aggressive language, telling officers to release her because she had done nothing wrong.
Now, this isn't anything unusual. I mean, you put somebody in jail, there's a good chance they're going to start yelling at you and being very upset. So the cops should be used to hearing prisoners yelling, but I guess now they've decided they've got a new tool in their arsenal.
Well, I can tell you that when I was in prison and a convict kept on pounding on the door in confinement, that the officers would go in and pepper spray the entire room to shut
really?
Him up. Yeah.
Wow, that's hardcore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that was what you knew was going to happen. Shut up.
So everybody would get hit because of the one guy?
Well, you'd smell it, but it wouldn't be mostly confined to that room. It would be uncomfortable for a period of time. But
well, how many people would be in the room? Just that one dude?
One or two.
Okay. So the other guy, if he wasn't being loud, he'd get the pepper spray anyway.
Yeah. A policeman unlocked my cell to what I thought was going to be a frisking process while still handcuffed, and during the process I was hit with a taser gun three times in a row by an older policeman, he said, according to the statement.
Mm.
Mr. Brown's father, Byron, who has given statements to the investigating officer, said about a week after the alleged incident, he spoke to the officer who tasered his son. The officer said, "It shut him up, didn't it?" and hung up, he said. The police confirmed the ethical standards investigation was ongoing. Now, of course, they haven't come out and said, well, this would, tasering somebody to shut up is or isn't within our, standard operating procedure or whatever. They just say, we're investigating. Yeah. And that's how they always answer. We're investigating. We have a blue ribbon panel on this.
I don't know. If we find out what the update is when the word comes out, we'll bring it to you. But usually that stuff doesn't even make the news or it doesn't always make it to us. So if you spot it, send it our way. Keep us up to date on that.
You know, in this particular incident with Rebecca, his sister, who was 5 years his junior, I'm sure he feels very protective of her. Now, there
18?
Yeah. Okay. There is in this country a botched SWAT raid every 2 weeks. On average, a SWAT team will bust into someone's home at the wrong address every 2 weeks in this country. Mm-hmm. It's a big country. There's 300 million people in it. So I've seen those statistics. I believe them. If they botched a SWAT raid into my house and threw my wife and my child on the floor and shot my dog, because that's standard operating procedure too. If a dog acts aggressively or barks or something like that, they shoot the dog
mm-hmm.
right there in front of the family, right there in front of the kids. They'll do it. If somebody did that, I think I would freak out. I can't imagine. I think that you would have a situation where you have an assault on an officer.
Well, then you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, like this guy was. I mean, they locked up his sister, Rebecca, 18, for making a complaint.
Mm-hmm. They didn't like her.
He assaulted the police officer, no doubt.
And what can you say, man? The cops are out of control in this country, and there's no way that we can rein them in.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that every cop is out of control, but, you know, there's these incidents, and I would like to see standard operating procedure for tasers to be laid out. So the public gets to see them, because we simply don't.
So let's say they lay it out in front of you and say, we can use these for pain compliance.
I think that that's unacceptable.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know what we can do
about
it.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? The cops can continue to just zap and beat and attack, and then they get away with it. The department, 99 out of 100 times, comes back with their investigation. They say, everything's by the book. Well, we'll just file this one away. We win again. And then we're all sitting out here. We see it happen. We see the YouTube videos. We see the occasional cop might lose his job or get demoted. But that's very occasional. And it's certainly the exception and not the rule.
You know, it's not the police I have the problem with. It's the upper echelons of the police. It's the police department heads and their the way they, you know, they condone this kind of behavior.
I have a problem with it all, because there are problems at all different levels of the police. More on the way. You can take control. We'd love your input. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
that number, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, as well as listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire with other liberty-loving individuals. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. All right, so talking about the police, out of control, as always. And yes, Mark, you're right. There are some good cops out there still. Well, I guess we always have to throw that caveat in. Because I don't know how many of them are good, though, and how many of them are bad. It's hard to tell. A lot of police will tell you, oh, it's just a few bad apples. But yet, I mean, I've heard from actual cops who will tell you it's 80-90% of them that are the bad apples.
Yeah, we have heard on this show, I've heard it from the same thing, that you know, they say that the corruption goes to the top.
And it does make sense. I mean, you're talking about a job where it's a position of power over others, more direct than politicians. The politicians aren't the ones that want to get their, you know, they don't want to get dirty, right? They like to have power but not actually wield it physically over other people. When it comes to the police, you're looking at people that are willing to wield physical strength, brute force, over many cases,
in
many cases, a number of innocent people that have never harmed another person, say a drug user or prostitute. And so that kind of
Don't forget the cops that will come in after, they send police after tax protesters, too. People that choose not to pay their taxes. All they're doing is keeping the money that they earned.
Right. Totally nonviolent people.
And I think that it goes, you know, beyond drug users and that kind of thing, because that's sort of a, although I think that people are free to put whatever they want in their bodies, they're their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sort of the dirty end of freedom. The clean end of freedom, the way I see it, is taxes. Where did the government get the right to demand money from me that I worked for?
Well, governments don't have rights. Well, so it's just brute force, Mark. That's all it is.
I just don't understand. I mean, they say it's a free country, but try to not pay your taxes and see just how free you are.
Right. So, again, the position of police officer is a position of power over others, physical power over others. So, inevitably, it's going to attract sadists. It's going to attract those who are looking to wield physical force and get away with it. I mean, they see the stories in the paper. They hear the stories on the news. Word gets around that the cops can hurt people and not get in trouble. And so if that's what floats your boat, if that's what turns your crank, then you're going to go and seek that out. Or maybe you just want to go and use your position of power to, steal drugs and money from people. Maybe you don't like the idea of physically beating on people, but you just want to use that influential position to, I guess influential is not the right word, but to use that privileged position to enrich yourself. Certainly there are cops that do that too. So there are all kinds of reasons beyond just helping people and protection that people become cops. And I think that if we change the incentives and change the system, that can change. But, of course, that would require a total overhaul, meaning getting at the government out of policing entirely. That would be my answer to the problem. But then again, the question is, how do we get from here to there, right? How do we get from here to there? I mean, how do we even get from here to government reform? I mean, not just putting aside the free market situation where we get rid of government police. How do we even reform the government police? Let's see. There's a couple ways. There's the most difficult way, and that is, of course, to slowly elect liberty-minded people to city councils and state houses and pass new laws or repeal old ones that get rid of the war on drugs, that end the war on prostitution and all these other victimless crimes that are out there, to reform the system from the inside. But
I'll tell you, after the Ron Paul run for president here, I'm just sort of the opinion. Now, I'm not exactly certain whether there's anything nefarious going on, whether anyone was hiding votes or, you know, making it that Ron Paul actually won by a landslide, but on all these primaries they said he didn't. I don't believe that. I believe that the American people simply aren't ready for the concepts of liberty. The foundation of this country was built on freedom and liberty, and we have gotten so far away from it that we've been so indoctrinated with socialism, that Marxism is taught in our schools, and that people believe that they have a right to all kinds of things that they don't have a right to, like right to health care, a right to God knows what. I mean, they always talk about these rights. Well, rights come from the inside, not from the outside. And I have the right to freedom of speech. I can speak. I have the right to freedom of press. I can write. I have the right to religion. It's my soul.
What about the right to health care?
Yeah, I do not have the right to health care because somebody has to give me that health care. Mm-hmm. How is somebody going to give me health care? And by the way, that when they talk about this universal health care, it's not free. It comes out of our taxes.
Big time.
Then that's not a right. A right is free. A right comes from within.
That's a great point. So again, back to the back to the question of how does the system end up getting changed? Well, you can elect people. We've seen how well that works.
Yeah, I have my doubts on a national level whether we'll see a libertarian any time in my lifetime. As much as I love America, I really do. You know, I mean, I love the eagles, the flags, the standing up and putting your hand over your heart while you say the Pledge of Allegiance. I love all that stuff. I just believe that America has been sidetracked by the socialists. I think that socialism is so ingrained that even the everyday person believes that socialism is the way that it's supposed to be. And I think that...
But they don't call it that.
Right. They don't call it socialism. As a matter of fact, socialism and fascism was in... we had them... We have a thorough history of it in this country. A thorough history of it. Unfortunately, I mean, George Washington fought for quote-unquote liberty for this country and then put down the Whiskey Rebellion a few years later. I mean, some farmers who didn't want to pay taxes. He went out there and, with a little army and put it down. He didn't actually go out. I believe it was George Whitehorse Lee.
He had his flunkies do it, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, there you go. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So at one time, that's the same guy that said government is a fearful, what is it? I'm paraphrasing now, fearful.
Right. Government is like fire. It's a dangerous slave and a fearful master
fearful
or something
master.
Like that.
Yeah. So he understood at one time how dangerous government was, but then once he got the taste of the power, he used it to wield it in the way he wanted to.
It seems like, and I can understand this, it seems like we have to have some level of government. I get that, but people can't necessarily agree on what level of government that is.
Well, it only seems like that, Mark, because you believe it's always been that way. And it has.
Well, it is.
In the history of mankind, there have always been people who have ruled over others, but it's time we moved on beyond that.
In small enough groups, I don't think necessarily that you're talking about there's always been a government. You know, I mean, when there's just a few people moving around, you know, living together, they don't really have a government.
I guess I meant on a more society-wide scale.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your ideas as to how to tangibly change the situation when it comes to police abuse in this country. Is it something that can be changed? Do we have to go through the system, or would there be some level of market-based activity that could change it? Whether that means civil disobedience to the point where the police just can't handle arresting the amount of people they have to arrest, or possibly market-based alternatives popping up, some sort of government protection services. I'd love to hear your input, and you can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, Nutridine. Provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monoatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens in order at NutriMedical, that's NutriMedical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, and we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Second Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. In fact, if you want a chance at the 12 hours of Sebring tickets that we've been giving away all week, there is going to be a chance going out over the updates list sometime, oh, I don't know, maybe after the show tonight, maybe sometime this weekend. If you're not on the list, you won't have a chance to win. So go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on board. Also, speaking of the race.
Yeah, on March 12th through the 15th, it's the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. It's presented by Fresh from Florida, the world's finest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. This is a Le Mans race. Tickets and information, you can call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. It's March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. That's SebringRaceway.com. And I went to this. It's a lot of fun.
So we're talking about the bad cops in America, and we've got one of the good guys on the line with us. His name is Brad. He's in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hey, Brad.
Oh, thanks, man. You're too kind.
Well, you know, you are one of the few and one of the proud. In fact, you're the only active duty police officer in the entire country who has actually joined law enforcement against prohibition while still on duty, active duty. So that's quite a distinguishment.
Thank you. And in all fairness, there are a few federal agents and, you know, the superintendent of your county jail in Cheshire County, he's still active. But yeah, you know, I'm hoping to get more police officers into law enforcement against prohibition, trying to get more people to see the light, so to speak.
We're talking about, I know you called for a different reason, and we can get to that, but we were talking a few moments ago about changing the system. I mean, it needs a fundamental change, and of course, some of the things that would really help that would be to abolish these awful laws that criminalize consensual activity, like gambling, for instance, and getting rid of those laws. That way, the police they can't go out there with the excuse of, well, I'm just doing my job enforcing these laws. So I was talking about different ways to do that. Of course, one of the ways is inside the system. And, of course, the other ways are alternative market-based activities like creating competing organizations or doing civil disobedience. But I know that you are actually somebody who's considering a run for office. Is that still on your plate?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Matt Simon, who runs the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense Marijuana Policy, actually wants to run my campaign.
Oh, wow, that's super.
For office. And, you know, these gambling laws are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if I can't say to you, hey, Ian, you know, let's play some poker, here's a dollar, because of some arbitrary law, I mean, who really controls my life? You know, I mean, it's absolutely, absolutely absurd.
You know, I wonder, I mean, not to have you out any of your coworkers there, but I wonder how often the cops themselves get together for a poker night. Does that ever happen?
Well, let's talk about marijuana. I don't know if you've covered this on the show. I'm a podcast listener, so I'm a little behind.
Yeah.
But the Criminal Justice Committee in New Hampshire has voted, I believe it was 5-13, in support of the law to decriminalize 0.25 ounces of marijuana. So it looks like it's going to come out of committee not good for our cause.
Yeah, we did an update on that earlier this week. They voted it inexpedient to legislate, which is basically a recommendation telling the full legislature when they get a chance to vote, which should be in early March, telling them to vote it down. But the good news is, from what I understand, it is going to a full House vote. So the marijuana reformers, the decriminalization advocates, will be there in full force to speak out against this for whatever it's worth.
I don't understand how any elected representative or bureaucrat could look at themselves in the mirror and continue to say that marijuana should be kept illegal. It is safer. It has killed nobody.
Yeah, it's less toxic than a potato.
Well, you know, Brad, I could understand if they were totally ignorant. Like, that's how most, it seems like a lot of people in America are very, very ignorant about marijuana and the war on drugs in general. So I could understand and give them a pass if they knew nothing whatsoever. But the fact is, most of those people that voted no on this particular issue, and people are around the country are dealing with this because there are lots of different decriminalization things going on from state to state. But, you know, they sat there through hours of testimony. The room was packed full. You and I were both there, and we both spoke. The room was packed full of people, very well-spoken, persuasive, respectable advocates for decriminalization, both regular New Hampshire citizens as well as people from the law enforcement community. You as well as the jailer that you mentioned earlier both spoke. Very well-informed, very interesting, and again, very persuasive. So it's not, they can't say they're ignorant anymore. So really, I mean, they just either, it's so hard to explain, right? I mean, they're either they're totally buying the war on drugs propaganda, or they're not even listening to what it is that we're saying, or they don't care what we're saying as long as the police chiefs are for the war on drugs.
I think they're sheep, Ian, to tell you the truth.
Right. I think that it's about freedom, and as long as it's there, as long as they've got their freedom and they're free to do the things that they want to do, that's freedom.
Speaking of that, Mark, I was speaking to one of the representatives, Representative Berube, and when I was testifying, before I testified, he kept talking about, well, what about federal money? What about federal money? And that's all that he cared about.
Mm-hmm.
After the committee hearing, I said to him, Representative Berube, why should the government pass any law telling you that if you're in your house not hurting anyone, that you can't do something? And he goes, I'd like to see them come in my house, you know, and this is the mentality. And these people that are for marijuana prohibition are either one of two things. They're either completely ignorant and indoctrinated, or two, they're corrupt. Because this is such a plain I mean, it's so obvious. Viagra kills more people than marijuana.
Yep.
And these people who are against medical marijuana, I think they're absolutely terrible people. I mean, there's people who are sick and dying, and they say this helps them, but here we have the DEA and the ONDCP. I just read that a spokeswoman from the ONDCP said it's archaic to smoke marijuana by people who are sick and dying. After the American College
College of Physicians.
Yes, after 127 internist doctors come out and say that marijuana does have medicinal value.
Actually, the American College of Physicians has over 124,000 doctors that are its members.
Oh, okay, I was a few grand off.
A few hundred grand.
they're just not being sincere, and anyone who thinks that marijuana should continue to be illegal is just... they're just out of their mind. And I would love to debate. I'd debate anyone on this issue. And it's not because I'm the greatest debater. It's not because I'm the smartest guy. It's just because this is reality. And you can't.
Absolutely.
You can only bend reality so far. So.
But the drug warriors don't want to debate this. And it's because they've already won. You know, they're in the position of the status quo. And it's people like us that want to change it. So they have no interest in debating us.
Yeah, that's true. Well. So that's bad news about the marijuana bill, but, you know, we'll keep fighting the good fight. And I wanted to bring something else up.
By the way, Brad, I'm already writing up my next little speech for the March 5th hearing.
Excellent. Well, I'll be there, too, so, we'll have to get into cahoots on it. The other thing I wanted to bring up is the other day you were talking about how some people view freedom as the ability to leave the country.
Right. It seems like Americans, when I talk about freedom, the things that I get from the average individual is, well, if you don't like it, leave. And, that's sort of the mentality. If you don't like America's lack of freedom, if you don't like the fact that you have to pay taxes, if you don't like our little zoning rules, if you don't like, whatever it is, because marijuana is not my biggest issue, but I think that people should be free to do it. If you don't like it, leave. Well, we are free to leave, essentially. Of course, you have to have a passport in order to get into other countries.
This is what I'm getting at. There's a federal law, and I can't cite it off the top of my head. You guys know I'm a pretty big nerd with that stuff. But
yeah, I'll like the law.
I'll post it on the BBS. There's a federal law that says you are ineligible to get a passport unless you pledge your allegiance to the United States.
Oh, jeez.
So, chew on that. And I will post it. I'm just coming home from the gym right now, and, in fact, I'll instant message it to you, Mark. But, now that we're going to need a passport to go anywhere, you need to pledge your allegiance to the United States
sick.
In order to get a passport.
This must be new, because I don't remember having to do that when I got mine. Brad, thanks for the call and the clue. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Is it ignorance or corruption? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nuclear Medical Report here on Genesis. Allison's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allison molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activation that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month via any major credit card or PayPal or some of our alternative methods. You send in $3 a month, and we take that money in and we turn it back, right back around, reinvest it in the show, and therefore get on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty, which it's, that's a good thing, right? And you get perks. Get access to the AMP-only call-in-line chat room and forum. Also, we've got an AMP-only shrine now. So you get all that and more. Head on over. In fact, Mark, I've made a note, and I'm going to be putting your reading of The Raven up for our amplifiers to
download. It's always been my favorite, The Raven. I don't know. Ever since I read it in high school, I just like the way it, you know, especially the part where it says the rustling of each purple curtain filled me, thrilled me. I just like the way it sounds, and I'm glad to have got a chance to read it.
So amplifiers will get that, too. So they're just from time to time little perks that will pop up that we'll send the direction of our amplifiers because, hey, they deserve it. But if you can't afford it, it's no big deal. You can still get all the features on our website for free. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. We certainly would appreciate your support. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Again, I asked the question before we went to break there. Is it ignorance or is it corruption when it comes to these legislators, whether they be here in New Hampshire or in the state where you are or the country that you live in, when it comes to the war on drugs and them being just placed in front of people that make so much sense, people like Brad that we just spoke with a few moments ago, an actual police officer with eight or nine years boots on the ground experience, mm-hmm. driving around a police car and arresting people and telling them, people like Brad telling them, look, this drug war is not working. This war on marijuana is not working, and giving them real hard, understandable evidence that it's not working. Very persuasive presentations. Very informative presentations. How could they, after watching people like Brad, how could they go and vote against decriminalization?
I wonder what gives the legislators the right I mean, why is it that a legislator can, you know, pass a law that says that I can't smoke marijuana? Now, I don't smoke marijuana. I have smoked it, sure. My wife's a drug treatment counselor, and that was sort of one of the conditions of marriage. I'm not going to be smoking marijuana. You know, she doesn't put up with that crap. But I don't see that's an agreement that I made with my wife.
Right.
I didn't make an agreement with anyone else.
How do they get that way, Mark? Well, it's just because people obey. It's because people think that they have the right to do that, and they will obey. People consider themselves law-abiding citizens, and whether they like the law or not, many of them will obey it. Of course, most marijuana smokers I know are obviously not obeying the law. So it just might makes right. They've got the cops. The cops are willing to enforce the law indiscriminately. That's how it works. 1-800-259-9231 would love your input. What do you think? Is it ignorance? If so, why does it not seem to be curable? Is it that bad? Or is it corruption? Or is it something else? Are we missing another choice?
Hubris? I mean, just because I don't smoke marijuana doesn't mean that I should tell other people what they can't do. I don't skydive either. And I know it's dangerous to skydive. It's more dangerous to skydive than it is to smoke marijuana.
Yeah,
should I be able to tell other people that they can't skydive? Should I be able to bust into their houses and take their skydiving paraphernalia? Should I be able to throw them in shackles and drag them off?
Absolutely not. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It's Gavin in the United Kingdom across the pond. Hello, Gavin. Gavin in the UK going once. Do we have Gavin going twice? Let's try Marco in Washington. Marco, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Marco. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I guess I came up with two things while I was sitting here listening to the show and just waiting on hold. First off, I wanted to say about Mark's remark about liking the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if he's aware, but it was actually written by a socialist.
So yeah, I didn't call him out on that particular
instance. Happened to like it just because it was written by a national socialist. And, you know, I can see that there's no other country on the planet that has a Pledge of Allegiance. I've just been indoctrinated to like it, and I do.
Oh, well, okay then.
What can I tell you? I like Captain America from the comic books, too. Nothing to it.
I don't know. It just seems kind of contradictory. But anyway,
so now you're in the United Kingdom. Hold on, before you go.
No. This is Marco in Washington.
Oh, I see. Pardon me. I thought the caller before you was in the United Kingdom, but he didn't answer.
Oh, go ahead. That's cool. I just recently found this out because I've just recently discovered the meaning of freedom. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was in the military for 9 years, and wow, I definitely did not know freedom there. I thought it was normal. You know. And now I'm out, and I see a completely different world, and I see how wrong it is and how much socialism is really the enemy of America, even though it's ingrained so deep.
Absolutely. I mean, once you open your eyes to liberty, there's no turning back, and it really is a totally altered worldview.
Yes, absolutely. I've definitely been eyeing the Free State Project, and I'm trying to figure out how I can make that work in a relatively short amount of time.
How much stuff do you have tying you down? Do you have kids, family, and?
No, actually, I don't have any of that.
Well, and that's pretty darn easy then. Just a matter of money at that point, and
will
to get it done.
Exactly, matter of money, which I'm working on.
All right. So what else?
About marijuana and the legalization of drugs. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't say it's corruption. I mean, I'm sure there's an element of that. But even talking with normal people about it, you know, obviously not politicians, they just don't get it. They refuse to accept that it could be okay if it was legalized. And that's, you know, not corruption. It's not ignorance after they've been educated about the statistics and who's affected by it and how it's a relatively harmless drug. It's just an unwillingness to change.
Stubborn ignorance, perhaps?
Stubborn ignorance. I'd say that's a good one.
Yeah. You've got it there, I think, Marco. Any other thoughts tonight?
No. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231, and good luck with your signing up for the Free State Project. We endorse it fully. We continue. Gavin is there now, as I understand it, in the UK. Gavin? Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Just quickly, your previous caller, I envy people who live in the United States. It's very easy, really, compared to the people in the UK, for example, to move to the Free State Project.
Right,
So, you know, go ahead, do it, you know.
Well, you can always sign up and just figure out how to get here after you've signed.
Now, Maybe I should.
Gavin, before you go on, I've got a question for you. We were just talking about the Pledge of Allegiance here in the United States. What's the Pledge of Allegiance in Great Britain?
We don't have one.
There's no Pledge of Allegiance in Great Britain? You mean you don't put your hand over your heart and swear to the Union Jack that you will love it above all others, that you'll give allegiance to it and God, and that's all?
No.
No, nobody does this. This Pledge of Allegiance, Americans don't understand it, but they believe that everybody does this, but the Pledge of Allegiance is a strange indoctrination tactic. It was created by a National Socialist, which is, if you'll recall, the same party
as
the
Nazis.
Yeah, that's the Nazis. That's what the National Socialist Party is. So
our government's actually introducing that for immigrants now. Effectively, where they come in and they effectively got to take a lot of tests to prove that they understand the way of working in this country. And I mean, it's just completely fascist. And it wouldn't surprise me if eventually one day the nationals, the born and bred in this country, will have to do exactly the same thing.
So, what else do you have on your mind tonight, Gavin?
Well, the reason I rang was I'd like to talk about the death sentence and euthanasia. Recently, we back in December 2006, we had five prostitutes killed in the east part of the country, and we just had a verdict given to a chap who's
a regular Jack the Ripper.
Well, maybe so. he's certainly done his bit allegedly, but the fact is that. As a result of that, you've got members of his family calling for the death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And
his family? And the killer's family?
His family's saying he's innocent.
Okay.
But a member of the family of one of the prostitutes are calling for the death sentence again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these things that continues to raise its head in this country. But I'd just like to say that there is a program that was on about a month ago where one of the former members of parliament on the BBC, it's How to Kill a Human Being. If you go to video.google.com, that kind of raises the issue. There's about how to humanely kill a human being. And one of the disturbing things I find is the kind of propensity of some Americans to think that the death sentence is a good thing.
Yeah, it's an awful, awful idea. If you've got more comments, hang on. We'll talk about it more in hour two. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.